I notice, Catherine, you have a sheet of anagrams in front of you.
I do. I snaffled it from the quiz night that we went to the other night. It's rather amusing. So,
give us a few examples.
Well, what I really liked was that the X-Files can actually be called Elf Sex Hit.
I thought that was rather amusing. And I will note that Roman's the one who solved that one.
He did. This is very, very true. And the other one I really, really liked was Fearsome Bomb, which is Game of Thrones.
Okay, we should mention that we went to a quiz night last night.
A science fiction and fantasy quiz night.
Indeed, it was a special quiz night. Yep. It was run by the City of Small Gods, which is an Adelaide Terry Pratchett fan group. Yep.
It was their first one, apparently.
They specialise in Terry Pratchett and board games, apparently. Mm.
Possibly Terry Pratchett board games, I'm not sure.
It was very well run and lots of fun. And
it was.
Our table.
It was well attended too, gosh.
It was well attended.
There were a lot of tables.
Yeah. But I was impressed because it was their first one and they did a really good job and they had a bit of a minor technical hitch, but nothing very much compared to
it was inherently enjoyable throughout.
It was.
So it really I don't really care about minor technical hitch. It was just fun.
It was really impressive. And they were lovely people.
If they can make it enjoyable for the whole thing for their first try, then I'm really happy.
Absolutely.
It was a good venue, it was a bowling club.
Yep.
Great for me. It was on a direct bus route.
And the drinks were cheap at the bar, so I was happy.
Very happy.
And Caitlin turned up in a wonderful dress.
Yes, her Kaylee dress.
One hoop.
Yes.
Apparently it makes it easier.
For those of you who know Firefly, it was the dress that Kaylee wore in Shindig, that episode.
The frou-frou dress.
Yes, the frou-frou dress.
And there was one round which was basically kids' science fiction and fantasy literature.
Therefore she
Caitlin
excelled
at. Answered all of them.
Yes, we didn't have to do any work at all. And she was so pleased.
Yeah, it was enjoyable. Now, I said before we went that the biggest problem with us when we go to an SF night is that the questions are going to be fairly esoteric as they go along, and so our chances of actually winning aren't as great as we think they might be, because everybody else there is also an expert at science fiction in particular. Mm. So it makes them in a way more challenging than the general one, because of the other tables are going to be pretty much on the whole around powers. And we saw that in the end results, but that all there was a very big group of tables of only one or two marks between
there
them.
There were, yeah. It's very true. So,
yes. And for those who were wondering, we placed.
We did.
Third place.
I was really happy with that.
Well, I was happy with it because I think I ended up with 5 bottles of wine.
So. Yes, you did very well out of the wine.
Clean skins, but that's okay. We'll find out.
Yep.
Well, two of the members of our table weren't wine drinkers, so...
So the distribution of the wine went to, well,
Adam and Roman.
Well, I don't drink wine either, so Ruth gets 5 bottles, Roman gets 5 bottles.
I think Ruth got all the whites.
They did really well. They had a small costume competition.
And there's some really nice costumes there as well. So I really like the guy with the multiple Doctor Who's all combined into one.
Though he missed a couple of Doctors. He clearly didn't like a couple of Doctors.
Yeah, but Captain Hammer. His costume was incredibly simple, but he did manage to get the character of Hammer down.
This is very true.
And that's the important part there.
He did character. Very well with that,
And which was the other one you mentioned earlier? The
Spellbinder.
Spellbinder,
which was a TV series, kids' TV series from
I remember
90s,
it now that
which
you
I really liked. And I kept looking at this woman's costume going, it's really familiar, but it took ages to get it. But she was very effective.
Mm. I had to ask Ian who it was, and he identified it as being the Spellbinder, which I'd never seen, so...
It was a kids' show played during the day, and Ian got a Cthulhu question right at the end, which was very good for him.
Mm. You got many questions, though.
Well, he did, but there was one specific Cthulhu question, which is what you want if you're an Ian.
Yes, and appropriately enough, in the prize package were the octopus ear clips.
There were.
Three. Mm. And I think all the women at the table grabbed one.
We did.
So Ian missed out.
Mm. So it was fun. So next time... Mm. Go to a City of Small Gods quiz night.
We are unquestionably in next time.
Yes, and they did say that they had enough questions to do another quiz night.
Fabulous.
So
if they could do one next week, that would be nice.
I'm willing to wait a little while. I think someone else has got a quiz night next week.
Possibly. Mm.